It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. Goodbye. Yes, goodbye. Coming next. Hello, tis Tom. Goodbye. Tom Morgan's Money Talk is coming to an end. On July 12th, we will do the last show, July 12th. So for a few weeks, I will be offering goodbyes in various forms. Money Talk began on radio 37 years ago, about 10,000 editions ago. And from what we can gather in the history of American radio, no other syndicated program has run for 10,000 editions. So you are listening to history. Over the next couple of weeks, I will try to answer questions that listeners have posed. And so let's begin with one. How did we start? Money Talk began on television, on public television, out of Binghamton, New York. It was a weekly show. It was a five-minute commentary, not unlike what Money Talk became on radio. And PBS in Binghamton offered the program by way of satellite to any station around the country that wanted to run it. So a number of PBS TV stations did. And one day when we were taping the show in Binghamton, I met a man named Jerry Reed, and he was syndicating his own radio show to stations all over the Northeast, and you might remember it, RFD Network. And following his example, and with his engineering help, I created a radio version of Money Talk. It was perfect timing. At that moment, millions of Americans suddenly wanted to know about stocks and bonds and new issues and mutual funds. And soon, after my Money Talk program began, along came things like Money Magazine, and then other TV and radio shows, and newsletters, and new books, all on the subject of money. Money investments, speculating, all became hot topics. I happened to create Money Talk at just the right time. The show was propelled by the wave of baby boomers coming of age, an age when they started to have enough money to invest. At our peak, we were probably on 150 stations, mostly in the Northeast, but also in Wisconsin and Illinois and Indiana and Ohio, Florida, California, Texas, New Mexico, Tucumcari, New Mexico, I remember, and San Luis Obispo, California. Lovely names. Havre de Grace, Maryland. They call it Havre de Grace. The French call it Havre de Gras, Maryland. It's hard to believe today, but 37 years ago, a guy talking about money on the radio was a novelty. And so I was invited to speak to groups all over our broadcast area and to speak to graduating classes and campus groups and ladies groups and rotary clubs. The British government flew me to England on the Concorde, returned first class on the QE2 in return for talking about how Maggie Thatcher's government was revitalizing Britain's economy. More about all of this tomorrow. This is Tom, as in Morgan.